We're on the bottom of Yuram and Aleph. The Afal Pikein, even though Rebbe chastised Levi and told him that the reason that there's not a 16th erva in the Mishnah, only 15, because Imo Mianusoso is Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, and the Machlokas Glokamairi, or for whatever the other reasons were, that doesn't fit the klal of Rabbi Chiya, that you have two sisters, all the cases in the Mishnah, you could find a case where there's two sisters that are one's mutter to one, one's mutter to the other. By the mother, you can't find that. Whatever the reason was, why Rabbi Yehuda was, why Rebbe was upset with Levi, Levi still, the Maisa, included in the Mishnah. Afal Pikein, Bodko Levi Masnisan, the Tani Levi, Imo Pamim Poterisarasa, Upamimena Poterisarasa. Right? Sometimes a mother will pater the Tzara, and sometimes the mother won't pater the Tzara. Ketzad, Hoiso Imo Nesuas Aviv, if his mother was married to the father, then that woman's usher to all the brothers, the Issacharis. And Mela, what's it called? If any of the brothers married her, there's no marriage. You can't marry an Issacharis. You can't marry your mother. Okay? Your father's wife, at least. And therefore, what's it called? She's usher, since she's the father's wife, and the brothers have to be brothers of the father, so all, she's usher to all the brothers, Mishum Eishes Aviv. Even if it's not their mother, but it's the father's wife. The father's wife, legal wife, is usher to all of his sons. And she's usher Bekaris. So if any of the sons married her and married another woman, they're only married to the other woman. They went through the motions of marrying this woman who's their father's wife, but it's no marriage. Memela, the other one's not a tzara. Memela, she doesn't usher the tzara. So where it's Eishes Aviv, it's your mother who's Eishes Aviv, doesn't even pater the Tzara. Because if she falls to Yibum, and your brother had married her, your brother's marriage to her was nothing. And therefore, the Tzara is the only wife, and therefore there's Yibum. Right? In Ketzer, Hoise Imo Nesuas Aviv, and Nises Le'achiv Me'av Aviv Umeis, Zuhi Imo She'en Poterasarasa. That's the case where the mother doesn't pater the other tzara because he was never married to the mother. Because that brother couldn't marry her either, Bisr Koris. Rashi. The Afalpi, the Mahadar Rebbe, the Levi, Kimedumani Shein Lomov Bikot Kado, even though Rebbe gave it to Levi for wanting to include the 16th Erva, Lamaisa Bodka Lev Masnisen, Higia Vahosifa Leimo Anusa Sovi Mishnah also. In his brisa, Levi added what's it called imo me'anusaso. Hoise imo nesuas aviv v'niseis la'achiv me'aviv v'meis lo tafsi kedushin va. If this person's mother was married to his father, right, then it's impossible for any of the brothers from the father to marry that woman, and that the marriage should be a marriage. Shari eishes av bekoris. Because Eishes Aviv, even is not your mother, right? In other words, the father had other wives, and from another wife he had one wife, he had Reuven, and from another wife he had Shimon, okay, and he had Rachel and Leah. Rachel was his wife, and Leah was his wife, and he gave birth from Rachel to Reuven, and from Leah to Shimon, okay. Shimon can't marry not only Leah, his mother, he can't marry Rachel either. It's his father's wife. And if, what's it called? And it's also, Shimon can't marry Rachel because it's his father's wife. Now, if Shimon married Rachel, who happens to be Reuven's mother and his father's wife, and he has another wife, right? So he's married to Rachel and Dina. And then Shimon dies. So now Rachel and Dina fall before Reuven. But really, Rachel was never married. Whose Reuven's mother was never married to Shimon because he couldn't marry her. It's his father's wife. It's Issachar's. So who is he married to? Only Dina. So it's only Dina who's falling before Reuven. Reuven can be Miyab. She was never Tzoras Erva, because he was never married to that Erva Shimon.
Okay.
The Amrin Lekamon, Ein Kedushin Tov Simbachayvi Krisis Divrei Akol. Everybody holds that if it's Chayv Kares, Kedushin isn't Chav. Kedushin is not Tofes. Right? The Machlokis is by Chayv Lavin. Is Kedushin Tofes or not? Bechayvi Krisis, everybody holds Kedushin is not Tofes. Hilkach, Kishemes Rosha Zeh, right? When this Rosha died, right? I don't know why Rosha all of a sudden decides to get angry at this guy. Kishemes Rosha Zeh, Lo Nofle, because he married his father. No, he didn't marry his mother. He married his father's wife.
His stepmother,
right. His father's wife, right? Kishemes Mace Rosha Zeh, Lo Nofle Zuli Yibum Lefnei Beno, the Lavesh Sachavle. So the father's wife, who happens to be the mother of Reuven, didn't fall to Reuven because she never was married to Shimon. The Eina Polteris are also a male, the Tzor is not part of it. Okay. Okay, so that's the case where Emo doesn't pater the Tzor, where it's Emo Ashes Aviv, and the male, the brother, couldn't have married her. Even if it's not his mother, it's his father's wife. Hoise Emo Anusas Aviv, however, if Reuven was Ma'anes Rachel, and he had, Yaakov was Ma'anes Rachel, and he had Reuven, and then he had another wife, and he had, Shimon, from that wife. So now, Shimon can marry, Rachel, because, she's not Ashes Aviv, and she's not his mother. His mother's Leah. And Rachel is his, his father's Anusas Aviv. It's not his mother, and it's not his father's wife. She's Anusas Aviv. And according to the Chachamim, she's Mutter to Shimon. According to Rebbe, she's not Mutter to Shimon. But according to the Chachamim, she is Mutter. Right, then, Haisa Imu Anusas Aviv, V'niseis L'achiv Mi Aviv, and she got married, Beheter, to, his brother from his father, who is not his mother, it's just his father's Anusa, Umeis, and then Shimon died, Zuhi Imo Shabotera Sarasa, that is the mother who paters the Tzara, because his mother was legally married to his brother, because not his mother, and it's not his father's wife, it's only Anusa Soviv, and according to the Chachamim, that's Mutter. But according to Rebbe, it's also okay. The Afal Pishu Shonu Chachomim Mishnaseinu Chameshesrei, and even though, so that's what Rebbe said in his Brisa, and even though that's what Levi said, and even though the Mishnah says 15, not including the mother, Yeshlanu Lahosif Sheshesrei Kigonze, we can add a 16th, right? The Mishnah's Lav Dafka 15. There's a 16th. Imo Meanusaso Rashi. You can marry the Anusa Soviv, right? And even according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Akiva holds that Kedushin is not Tofesh Bechai V'Lavim. But Rabbi Yehuda also holds that Kedushin is Tofesh Bechai V'Lavim, only not Bechai V'Krisus. And he also holds that even though Anusa Soviv is also, it's not Chai of Kares. It's not one of the long lists in Achrei Moser Kedoshim. Where do we know Anusas Aviv? From Lo Yigale Knaf Aviv. Right? It's only a lav. It's not an Issacharis. If you live with your, with your father's wife, that's an Issacharis. Even if you hold that your father's Anusa is Asur Balav, but it's not Chayiv Kares. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Kedushin is Tofis. And even though di'i, perhaps, loktani, in other words, even where it's only an isur lav, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the case won't work out unless you did something asur, you married somebody you weren't allowed to marry, even if it's only d'rabbanan, could be that Reb Chiya had that, or one of the Amoraim before had that klal, that di'i, right, if you did something asur, that's not counted. Right? But still, according to the Chacham, it's mutter completely. to marry Yanusa Soviet. And even according to a Rebbe, the case will work out if he married her Be'isr. But the marriage is still a marriage. Omer Le Reish Lakish Le Rebbe Yochanan. So Reish Lakish said to Rebbe Yochanan, Le Levi De Omer De'i Nomiktani. According to Levi, Levi said, didn't hold of that cloud, that De'i Loktani, right? That if you married her Be'isr, the Mishnah didn't include it, but even if you married her Be'isr, but the marriage is a marriage, okay, that it is included in the Mishnah. Lishne, say the following case. Hacholet Shlivimto, Ruvain, Shimon died, and Ruvain's wife fell to Ruvain. Okay? And a regular case of Yavama, and he was Cholitzer. He gave her Chalitza. Okay? And then he married her. Now there's an Isser of, what's the pasuk? Kocha yeyoselo ish ashelo yivne es beis achiv. Right? By chalitza. You say, this is what happens to the guy who won't build his brother's house. He refuses to be me'abimar. That's chalitza. So the Gemara learns from that, asher lo yivne, ikivin shelo bana shuv lo yivne. That's also for him to marry her. Once he gave her chalitza, she's also to him. Okay. We'll see in 1 second how she's also. One pshat is, she's also with a new love. Really, she was mutter because of Eishes Achid, because of Yibum. He chose not to do Yibum. He did chalitza, but it doesn't take away, it doesn't put, make her asr because of Eishes Achid now after the chalitza. So what is she asr? With a new love. Asher lo yivne. Kivin shabana shuv lo yivne. She's asr to him because she is chalutza also. So a chalutza is asr to the person who gave her chalitza. We'll see she's asr to the other brothers too. That's one shita. That's Reish Lakish's shita. That's Rabbi Yochanan's shita. Reish Lakish holds that she's also Bekaris. Once you gave her chalitza, she reverts back to being Eishes Achiv without any heter. The Yibum heter goes away. The chalitza, right, now makes her a regular Eishes Achiv as if she had children. Now she's also Bakaris. That's the Shaila. What happens after the Chalitza? You're not allowed to marry her. Does she now revert back to be Eishes Achiv and Yechayev Kares? Or no, the Eishes Achiv is still Mutter because she was in a Matzav of Yibum, even though you didn't do Yibum. But now it's a new Isser of Asher Lo Yivne. It's a Lav. Okay. So now the Gemara says, Omer Le Reish Lakish Reb Yochanan, L'Levi Da'omer Di'i Nomiktani. Levi holds that even if you marry Be'isr, that case would also be included in the Mishnah. Okay? Lishne, so say this case. Hacholitz Lidimto, the Chazer Rekidsha, Umeis Belobonim, okay? He married his Chalutza. Again, Shimon, there are three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi. And Shimon was married to a woman, or let's say Levi was married to a woman, and what's it called, and he died without children. He was married to Rachel. Rachel fell to Yibum, to Reuven, and to Shimon, and Reuven gave her Chalitza. Okay. And then Reuven married her. So he's not allowed to marry her, but he did. D.E. And then Reuven died without children. Now she falls to Shimon. Okay. So, and she has another wife. And Reuven had another wife. Is that wife potter or not? Okay, so let's see. Demigo di yasura tsarasanam yasura. Since she's asur because of asher lo yivne, so the tsar is also asur. Omer lei, lefisha ain of a tsaras tsara. No, it can't be a case of tsaras tsara. Because it can't be that tsara would go marry one of the other brothers. The case of the Mishnah is only where the tsara is, the erva is asur to one of them, but not to the other. And therefore the tsara is not the tsaris erva of the other brothers. But over here, every single brother's asher to marry her. Once one of them gave chalitza, so she's asher ba'asher lo yivne to all of them. Okay, we'll see 1 second. Rashi says where the makor is. So the Mishnah didn't say cases where the woman is asur equally to all the brothers. It only said cases where she's an erva to one brother, and the mela, this is a tzaras erva to that brother, but not to the other brothers. And the other brothers could go and marry that tzara, right? And then she falls again to that original brother, that tzaras tzara. But if the other brothers could never marry that tzara, she's equally also to everybody, so the tzara is an isser to every of all the brothers, then the Mishnah can't be talking about that, because the Mishnah said the tzaros tzaroseihem, and you can't have a case of tzaros tzaroseihem. Gemara says, "V'leimile chayvi lavim hi, the chayvi lavim b'nei chalitza v'yibam ninu." Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan answer Reish Lakish that it's only chayvi lavim? Because Rabbi Yochanan holds only a lav, and by a lav we say that she's older than yibum and chalitza. Just that we don't let her have yibum because we're afraid of the second bia, but chalitza she has to have because chayvi lavim you say esi dochalos ase. So for the first bia, which is a mitzvah, the essay would be docha de los assay. Now, Mela, she's older than Yibum. Mela, she has to have chalitza. So that's why the Mishnah couldn't say the case, because she's not osir. She's older than Yibum, chalitza. Mela, the tzara can't be osir either. The erva's not osir. She's not an erva who's chayiv krisis. Lidvorev ka'omerle. Lididi chayiv ilavim. Rabbi Yochanan said, according to me, it's chayiv ilavim. So there's no question altogether. But lididach, but according to you, that it's chayiv krisis, like we said, Reish Lakish holds, that what's it called? That once it's Asr because of Lo Yivneh, she reverts back to being Eishes Achiv, and Mamela she's Chayiv Koris. Chayiv Koris, there's no what's it called? There's no Yibum or Chalitza. So then the question is, so why didn't he say this in the Mishnah? And that he said because it's not Betzoras Tzora, right? But according to his own Shita, he doesn't have to come onto that. According to his own Shita, the reason it's not in the Mishnah because she's Chayiv Yibum. Chayiv chalitza, because she's only chayiv ilavim, right? I mean, lefishenam betzoras tzara, but according to you, hold she's chayiv krisis. They have to say another teretz why it's not in the Mishnah because it's not betzoras tzara. Rashi, haisa ima lelevi deomer dii nomiktani dehomas nisim Reb Yehuda ubodik lelevi imo anusas aviv, right? Levi included what's it called Anusas Aviv in the Mishnah, and even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it'll work out, right? Even though he's also to marry her, it's only a lav. Memela, what's it called? There still will be a din of what's it called of that there's a brother. It's kedushin is tofes. So Levi included Anusas Aviv in the Mishnah, bein le Rabbi Yehuda. Bain le what's it called le chachamim. Okay, so that means that since it's going lekulei alma, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, the only way you can marry anusas aviv is beisser. He included things in the Mishnah that where the person was over an isser to make this marriage. The marriage is a marriage. So why didn't he include the following case where Reuven was cholates to Eishes Shimon, and then he married her? And then he died, and his wife fell to Levi. So he was osur to this woman, right? And she's osur now on all the other brothers, right? The kedushin tofsim lo ba de'eino olav ela balav. Kedushin is tofes by a chalutza, your chalutza, because she's only osur balav. Tichsiv asher lo yivnes beis achiv kiven shelo ba nashuv lo yivnes. It's only a lav. And again, Rabbi Yochanan holds, it doesn't revert back to what's it called to be an Eishes Achiv, the Isser. Since she had the Heter, she remains with the Heter forever, even after Chalitza. That Isser goes away. It's a new Isser that comes now, Asher Lo Yivneh. Umeis Belo Bonim, Velo Ishach Eres, and he has another wife. Demigo Deho Esur Ela Achim, Dekaimo Alayo Bekoris, Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish holds that she's also to everybody Bekoris. She's asur b'kareis to all the other brothers, me from the Isra of Asher Lo Sivne. Since there's no way any more of me mekayim yibum, the yibum's out of the picture. Maybe she's eishes achiv shelo b'makom yibum, and now she's chayiv kareis and all the other brothers. So why don't we have that case now? If she falls to one of the other brothers, right, the tzara should also be asur. Where it says lefi sheina b'tzara tzara. The lekel emisni ba holcha tzaros of anisus leechad min haachim, da the kulu asira. because the Mishnah couldn't say, you couldn't include this in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says, if that Tzara went and married one of the other brothers. But if she's Chayiv Koresh, there's no marriage. It's impossible for that Tzara to go and marry any other brothers. She can go through emotions, she's not married. So the case can never go past that. The Mishnah is talking, T'chol arayis t'masnis and al ho'echad me'amerva v'yashara achim mutaros. Talking where she's an erva to one of the brothers, but mutter to the other one. She's this one's mother, this one's daughter, whatever. But here, she's usher equally to all the brothers because of Eishes Achiv after Chalitza. So Mamela, that the Tzara is usher equally to all of them, the Koresh. So she can't marry anybody else. So the case can never come about. By all the Arayas where she's only usher to one, but mutter to the other, it's, that Tzara could go beheter and marry one of the other brothers, and then he has another wife, and then fall back to that original brother who the erva was an erva to, and this was Tzara's erva, she's also to him again. Right? But over here, all the brothers are also to both of these wives, the Koresh, so the case can never come about. Where it says, the Lame Lay Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish Chayvi Lavim Ninu. Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan tell Rish Lakish, there's no question over here, because this erva, this woman who's usher, the chalutza, is only usher b'lav. And when there's lav, you're chayiv yibum mikar adin, and we don't let you have yibum, but chalitza you have to have. So the whole case of the Mishnah, right, it doesn't apply. Right? It's only arayis like achos ishto, which is Chayiv Koresh, does this halacha apply to? It doesn't apply to Chayiv Ilavim. Because Rabbi Yochanan himself holds that a chalutza is only osir belav. He argues on Reish Lakish. V'omer bein shar ha'achim, bein ha'choleis, ein chayovan al chalutza koresh, v'lo al tzara koresh. When the isser is a chalutza, it's not osir to the brother who made chalutza, or the other brothers except the relav. The chayvi lav bnei chalitza v'ibum ninu kolomar zkuka hi lehisyabin ve'in iser lav poltra min chalitza. She has to have yibum min adin, and memela she's chayiv the chalitza because she's older leyibum mikra adin. She has to have chalitza. We don't let her have yibum, but we make her have chalitza. Doha me achos isha yalfin and shehi erva v'chayav nazdona koresh. That which the erva patters the tzara, or she herself is only where she's chayiv koresh, like achos ishto. Right, the Hilkach will mutter the Mishnah, but therefore could say in the Mishnah, right? So therefore, that's why Levi didn't include this in the Mishnah. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's a simple reason, because she's not only Chayvi Lavi. That's why it's not in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about Chayvi Krisis. And according to Rish Lakish, the reason it's not in the Mishnah, even though it's a Chayv Koresh, but it's not Shaykh, but Sara, since she's equally Chayv Koresh to all the brothers. In a case where the Tzara and the Erva is also to all the brothers equally, there can't be a case of Tzara Tzara. Person gave Chalitza, and then he remarried her. Now, for remarrying her, there's no Isser. The Isser is living with her. So, Tosus points out this. There's no real reason why it says the chos of a kitchi. If he wasn't Makadish, or if he lived with her, it would be the same halacha. And the fact that he married her is not the deciding factor. But he lets her call, he lived with her. Omrei Shlokish. Hu ein chayiv al chalutza koreis, the ho'achin chayov al chutza koreis. So he is not chayiv koreis for her. And most Rishonim learn the reason is, because since the Torah said a special pasuk, Ashelo Yivne Eseishes Achiv, right? That Shikivin Shelo Bona Shuv Lo Yivne. So the Torah specifically said there's no Chiyuv Koresh over here. It's only a lav, right? It is Menatik, it took it out of a Koresh and a lav, but that's only Lagabihim. And the Rashba learns that it's not because of a special Pasuk that takes it out of Koresh, but the reason is that once the person, what's it called? Once given shekidsha, she's his wife forever. That applies whether he made yibum or he made chalitza. Whatever he did, and the zika, he finished the zika, she becomes now what's it called, the Isser of Eishes Achiv. Shalom B'makom Mitzvah goes away. And just like if he made Yibum and he divorced her, he could marry her again. This woman becomes Mutter Tim forever. Same thing goes with what's it called, Himei Chalitza. Okay, so that is the, but that's by him. But V'ho'achim Chayovim Ala Chalutza Kores, and the Achim, though, are Chayiv for the Chalutza. There the Torah didn't say that either the Lav was Menutuk, or he wasn't Mekayim anything, they weren't Mekayim anything with her. And therefore the Isser Kores of Eishes Achiv, Shalom B'makom Mitzvah, applies to them. So their Chayiv Kores for her, and Alatzara, one second, Alatzara, Bein Hu Achim Chayiv Alatzara Kores. By the Tzara, he didn't do anything to her, not him, nor the brothers. So she remains with the regular Isser of Eishes Achiv, Shalom B'makom Mitzvah, which is Chayiv Kores. So therefore, according to Reish Lakish, okay, the only one who's not Chayiv Kores on a Chalutza is the one who gave Chalitza. But all the other brothers, and on the Tzara, both him and the other brothers are Chayiv Kores. Rashi, Al Hatzara, Im Hoysel Hatzara, the Niftara B'Chalitza Shalzeh, right, if there was a Tzara, and she became Potter because of the Chalitz of this one, because you only build one house, you don't have to make two Chalitzes. If two wives fall, either you make Yibum on one of them, or Chalitz on one of them, but you don't have to do to both of them. The Gemara has explained the reason, but the Tzara, there's no mitzvah, there's no pasuk anymore that says that the Tzara goes to be alav. The Tzara remains Eishes Achiv Shalom B'makom Mitzvah, which is Chayiv Kores. That's Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Bein Hu Ubein Ha'achim Einam Chayom Lo Ala Chalutza Kores Lo Ala Tzara Kores. There's no Kores over here at all. Not for him, not for the other brothers. Once you made Chalitza, right, all of the Tzoris and this woman is nitak from the Isser Kores, and there's only a lav on any of them. Okay, now the Gemara says, what's the reason? My time with Reish Lakish. Why does Reish Lakish hold that only the Cholets is Chayiv Alav, but everybody else is Chayiv Kores, and on the Tzora, everybody's Chayiv Kores? Omar Krav, Reish Lakish says like this. The Pasuk says, Asher lo yivne, kivan shelo bona, shuv lo yivne. Right? Pasuk comes along and says that if he watchakovas cholitz her, so there's an isser of lo yivne, that he can't live with her again. But that's a lav. So the Torah specifically, we'll go like most of the Rishonim, the Torah specifically changed this from kares to a lav. Ihu dekoy below yivne. That only applies to the one who was cholitz. Aval och echov kedekai mikaimi. But Lagabi, the other brothers, she's a regular Eishes Achiv Shalom B'makom Mitzvah, Shchayiv Kores. The Allah Dido who the koi below Yivne. Only on the one he gave Chalitza to is there an Isser lo Yivne. That's where the Torah said it's Lav and not Kores. Hot Tzora kedekai mikaimi. But the Tzora remains Eishes Achiv Shalom B'makom Mitzvah, Shchayiv Kores. That's Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says no. Miika midei demi kora iboy hai cholitz. Iboy hai cholitz. The boy lahai cholitz. The boy lahai cholitz. The hash the koil of the koris. The chora lechatchila, he could have given chalitza to her or to the tzara. Either one equally. And either one then would have been menutak from the koris to the lav. Okay, so theoretically, either one of them could have been the chalutza. And also, what's it called? Any of the brothers could have given chalitza. Not only this one. Any of the brothers could have given chalitza. So potentially, all the brothers could have given chalitza, one of them, and they could have given chalitza to any one of the wives. So potentially, all of them had this inyan of being menutak from the kares to the lav. Ela'ihu shlichus of the achim kovet. Therefore, when one of them does it, he's a shliach for all the brothers. And when he does it to one of the wives, she's a shliach for all the other wives. And the Mela, the Isser, goes away from all of them. Right? All of them are involved in this Chalitza. I'm doing it and in place of all the other brothers. So it's as if they did it. And therefore what's it called? The Isser now is Lo Yivne and not Isser Koris. I'm doing it to one wife, but it's in place, it takes all the other wives of Potter because of that. They're also now Menutak from Koris to Lo Yivne. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Rashi, Kedekaimi Kaimi, Rish Lakish says that only the Cholates did the Torah give the lav of Lo Yivne and take away the Issa Koris, and all the other ones remain with the Issa of Eishas Achiv, Shalom Makom Mitzvah, the Issa of Eishas Ach. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Lecha, Mi'ikon Midi Dimi Korah Iboy Hai Acholitz. The boy Hai Acholitz, Sharishus Biat Kulam, any one of them could have given Chalitza. Ula'in Sarasa Nami, Mi'ikorah Iboy Lahai Cholitz, the boy Lahai Cholitz. Same thing goes with the Tzara. Any one of them could have been the Chalutza. The Hashtam Ishum the Cholitz Chad Lechada Koy Al Tzara Bekoris, Vechain Echov Al Kula Bekoris. And just because one of them in the end did it to one of them, right, one brother to one of the wives, then all the other ones now are still chayiv koris. The same din applied to all of them, except one of them did it for all of them. So mele, the same outcome applies to all of them. They're no longer an isser eishes achiv shalom b'makom mitzvah. There's only an isser of lo yivne. The high shlichusa did hu avat, the mikara hoya reshus biat kul. In the beginning, they all could have made chalitza, and all of them could have been the chalutza. And therefore, the one brother becomes a shliach for all the brothers, and whatever applies to him applies to all of them. And the one wife becomes a shliach for all the wives, and whatever applies to her applies to all of them. The chihechi, the havi, aloh, below yivne, kein al sarasa, below yivne, the chein ho'achim, ashtehem. And the mele, if the pasuk, lo yivne, takes away the Issa Karis, it takes it away from all of them. Okay. So that's the machlokas of Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan holds that nobody's chayiv koreis. Once there's a chalitza, none of the brothers are chayiv koreis on any of the wives, because the isser koreis went away and a new isser came, lo yivne. And Rish Lakish holds no, that only applies to the one who gave chalitza, to the one he gave chalitza. But to the tzara or all the other brothers, to either one, they're chayiv still koreis. Eishvei Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, Hacholetz Liyavimto, the Chazer V'Kidsha, Umeis. Okay, a person gives Chalitza, and he remarried that woman, and he died. Okay, without children. So now, the Shaila is, what's it called, is that marriage a valid marriage? Okay, Tzricha Chalitza Min Ha'achim. So, she needs Chalitza, right, from the other brothers. According to me, that even the other brothers are not chayiv koris. They're only chayiv alav. So what's the halach of chayiv alavim? You can't make yibum because we're afraid biyah shniyah achdu biyah rishona, even though esei dochalos asei. But chalitza she needs because she's older leibum. So that's why she needs chalitza from the other brothers, because they're only osir. She's only osir to the other brothers belav. But you, Rish Lakish, you hold that all the brothers were also to this original chalutza b'kores. So she's now a chiyuv kores. Why should she need chalitza? She's not older liyibum, she's not older chalitza. The didach ametzri chalitza. So Mara says, so Rish Lakish answered, ul'tameich, according to you, the seifa doesn't make sense. Eimel seifa. Omad echad min ho'achim, the kidsha. If one of the brothers was mekadisha, okay, not the chalutz. One of the brothers of Mekadisher. Ain lo alof klum. She doesn't need to get nothing. There's no marriage. B'chora v'ichai v'lavin inu amay ain lo alof klum. Chai v'lavin, the marriage is tofes. So she should need a get. Right? But if she's chayiv koreis, then there's no kedusha. So if he was Mekadisher, it's like he wasn't Mekadisher, and she doesn't need a get. Ain lo alof klum. So she's lucky she doesn't say, only makes sense according to me, that she's chayiv koreis to all the other brothers. And the Reisha, you're right, the Chara makes sense only according to you, that she needs chalitza. According to me, she shouldn't need chalitza. So the Gemara on tomorrow's Omid is going to explain and answer this Braisa, both according to Rabbi Yochanan, according to Reish Lakish. The Braisa is Shver. The Reish of the Braisa is Mashma like Rabbi Yochanan, and the Seif is Mashma like Reish Lakish. But Rav Sheshes gives an answer to Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Sheshes, Seifa Esen Rabbi Akiva. The Seifa goes according to Rabbi Akiva. Right? And Yochanami, it's only Chayvi Lavin. And the Reish is the Rabbonim. And Chayvi Lavin, what's it called? You need Chalitza, even though there's no Yibu. And in the Seifa goes according to Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbi Akiva holds that Ein Kedushin Tofsin B'Chayvi Lavin. Rabbi Akiva holds that Kedushin, even by Chayvi Lavin, there's no Kedushin. And therefore, if one of the brothers married her, even though it's only Chayvi Lavin, there's no Kedushin. Right? The Reisha can't go like Rabbi Akiva. Because if there's no Kedushin, then there's no, what's it called, there's no Yibum either. But the Reisha goes like the Rabbana, and the Sefer goes like Rabbi Akiva. The Omar ain't Kedushin Tosin B'Chayvi Lavin. So Mara says, the listener of Divri B'Akiva ain't Lo'av Klum. Then the Sefer should have been more explicit and said, what's it called? The Tanakhama holds that if, what's it called, she falls to Yibum again, you need Chalitza, no Yibum. And, but, according to Rabbi Akiva, if one of the brothers married her, and the Nail in the case of the Reisha, then she wouldn't need any Chalitza either, she would need nothing. She's not Reisha Sofia. Wow. Right? Because you can't marry her. The first brother who remarried her is not his wife anymore. So there's no Yibum. And if another brother married her, she doesn't need a get. There's no Kedushin. So the Siddur said, the Seifa, but Rabbi Akiva holds differently. Right? But why mention it Stam? Stam the Reisha like the Chachamim, and Stam the Seifa like Rabbi Akiva should have been more explicit. Kasha. Where is this in the Chachamim? It's a Kasha on Rav Sheshes, Rashi. Amai Tzricha Chalitza. Nohi nomi de Kedushin Tafsi bo de Ihu lo koi alo bekoreis. Chora, what's it called? Enochinami. He remarried her, so it's a good marriage. So she's married now to this brother, because she's not Chayiv Koris. That even Reish Lakish agrees. That the Choleitz himself and the Chalutza herself, there's no Chayiv Koris a second time. So the marriage is a good marriage, because only Chayiv Lavin. Okay? And then when he dies, she falls to Yibum, because he was married to her. Okay? But she's also Bekoris to all the other brothers. So why should they need Chalitza? She's a regular erva, eina ola liyibum, eina ola chalitza. Miu kishemeis, tifter v'teitzi mino achim, ishim erva, hoel v'korisi olayu. She should not need any chalitza or yibum, she's an erva to all the other brothers. That's what Reish Lakish holds, that all the other brothers are chayiv koris on her. Omad echad mino achim v'kidsha, the Sefer says, a separate case, where the chalutz wasn't mekadosh her, but one of the other brothers was mekadosh her. She ilo kitcha hachole, shall echot mina achim. Ain lo alof klum. De ain kedushin tovsin lo ba. There's no kedushin. So Mela, ain't a tzricha imenu get. She doesn't need a get. She can marry somebody else. She's not married to the second brother. Why not? De ain kedushin tovsin b'chayv krisis. This goes according to Reish Lakish. That all the other brothers are chayv kares for her. Mela, there's no kedushin. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's only chayv lavin. Kedushin should be tovfes, and she should need a get. Sefer Esen Rabbi Akiva. So Sheisha says, no, the Sefer goes according to Rabbi Akiva. Both the Reisha and the Sefer, there's only Chayv Lavin. The Reisha, though, goes according to the Rabbanan, that Chayv Lavin, Kedushin is Tofes. And the Sefer goes according to Rabbi Akiva, that Chayv Lavin, Kedushin is not Tofes. The Reisha, Rabbanan. Umiyu Chayv Lavin, who lived to Vriakol. But according to both the Reisha and the Sefer, it's Chayv Lavin, like Rabbi Yochanan. The only machlokas is, are Chayvei Lavin Kedushin Tofes or not? The Reisha says, holds like the Rabban, the Seif holds Rabbi Akiva. Kasha. The Rav Sheshes is Shan Yehochi. The Kasha and Rav Sheshes, it's not schwer to say that answer. The Reisha goes according to Rabban, the Seif Rabbi Akiva, because the Braisa should have been more explicit and said, and Ladivrei Rabbi Akiva, ain't a love club. Mashma, that the same Mandi Omer who said the Reisha said the Seifa. So now we're stuck with the fact that the Reisha seems to say like Rabbi Yochanan, and the Sefer seems to say like Reish Lakish, and tomorrow we'll see that Rabbi Yochanan will answer according to his way, and Reish Lakish will answer his way, and be Miyashiv the Braisa. Levi asked Rabbi, why doesn't say 16 Arayas, Imo Mianusoso, according to the Chachomim, would also be a possibility, right? Because Imo Me'anusoso is mutter to his brother. Okay. The Gemara says, since Rebbe holds that Imam Anusasa is also Otzer, so that case wouldn't work out according to Rebbe, and therefore the Mishnah didn't say it. Okay. Because the Mishnah's not talking about things that are machlokas. Then the Gemara brought a few cases where it does, it's Osik and machlokas, and the Gemara answered, not in this parak, different parak is machlokas, okay. If Beisham, Beisil, Beishami doesn't count, right? Now the Gemara says, how about the case of what's it called, of Achiv Shalol Hayabi Olomo, Yeshu Shalom Shalom Olomo, where Reb Shimon argues, and the Gemara says, no, that there is a case where Reb Shimon agrees. Gemara says, I, Reb Oshia says, there's no case where Reb Shimon agrees. The Gemara says, Reb Oshia was upshlucking. Okay. Now the Gemara says, "V'homer of Yehuda Marav, v'chein Tani Reb Chiya." Now we're going to find another one: the Brice of Reb Chiya, Rav Yehuda Marav, and Reb Chiya. "B'kulon ani kori bohenu asur lezeh mitaras lezeh, v'asur lezeh mitaras lezeh, v'achos hashiyavim techoletzes omis yabemis." Okay, so we had this case. This is what we went through last week. That it's possible for two sisters to fall to Yibum to two different brothers. If they're both mutter to both brothers, then the halacha is that they have chalitza and no Yibum, because each one is achos kukasa of the other. So whichever one you marry, you're marrying the sister of the other one who's zakuk to you. So therefore, they can't marry either of them, but they have to give chalitza, because really there's a din of Yibum. Because the achos kukaso is not as strong as an erva to push away the yibum completely. You can find, but if one of the sisters is usher to one of the brothers, and the other sister is usher to the other brother, because she's an erva to him, then the other one is not achos kukaso, because the other one's not zokuk to him, because she's usher. So then he can marry, each one can marry the one that's mutter to them. That's what Rav Yehuda Marav said, and what's it called, and Rav Chiya. Okay. In all of them, you can say this halacha. Now, Rav Yehuda metarge mechamoso ve'elech. Rav Yehuda explained this brisa of Rav Chiya, okay, that it's possible that all the arayas should be muteris lezeh v'asura lezeh, achos oshi yevimto, right, which you're miyabim or cholets, that klal can apply only from chamoso and afterwards, but not the first six arayas, which is starts with the daughter. Why not? Aval shisa bovi dereshalo, my timer, kiven de bito ba'onsin mashkachas, binesuin lo mashkachas lo, since bito, you can only find ba'onsin, right, according to the chachamim, but not by nesuin. Because if the father is married to the woman, what's it called, and has a daughter, right? And now we're talking about where the two sisters are daughters, right? Rashi explained it. If you look back at the Rashi, the 2, 3, 5, 7, the eighth big line, Bitolo Mashkachas La, that's where Rashi explained this thing. So we'll explain this, we'll read this Rashi over again, just the three lines, four lines, Snogeya, because he explains it very well, why it only, the first six, the Bito, which starts with Bito, and then all the variations of Bito, Bas Bito, and Bas Bino, and so on, those first six, since Bito, can only be by Onsin. It can't be where the father married the woman, only where he violated her. So then, what's it called? Therefore, ba'onsim lo ma'iri. We're not talking about onsim, we're talking about regular marriages. And therefore, that which Reb Chiya said, b'kulam ani kore bohenu, asura lazem, muteras lazeh, only applies to the last of the 15, the 9, but not the first 6. Aval shisa bovi dereshalo. My time, akivin debito ba'onsim mashkachas, binesuin lo mashkachas lo, binesuin kamari, ba'onsim kamari. Okay, we're talking only about Nesuin, not by Onsin. Abaya metargem, af bito me'anusoso, right? And Abaya said, no, it applies even to the first six, and it's talking dafka ba'anusa, according to the Rabbanan. Why, kiven dashkuche mashkachas lo, since it is a case that you could find where two daughters can also be sisters, right, and be mutter to this brother and usher to that brother, in the case of onsim, which we're going to see in 1 second how it works out, right? Iboy min onsim tahave, ibiboy min asum tahave. So all the cases, whether they can be applied by onsim only or by nisuin, doesn't make a difference. And when Reb Chiya said bekulam ani kore, that it's asur lazeh muteras lazeh, two sisters achos ashiyavimto, it applies even to bito, even though it only applies by onsim. He meant it applies over there too, but it only applies to onsim according to the chachamim, not according to Reb Yehuda. So you get the gist that it's according to this brisa. It's talking even in things that are b'machlokas. And we said that the Mishnah only talks about things that are not b'machlokas. That's why there's not 16. But you see, the Braisa is, and Reb Chiya was a Talmud of Rebbe, right? He should have followed the rules of Rebbe, or Rebbe should have followed the rules of Reb Chiya. They should be equal. So if the Braisa talks about something that's a machlokas, why doesn't the Mishnah talk about something machlokas? Okay, okay, so let's see here. Bito lo mashkachas lo ela bebito mianusasa. The case of bito, where the one of the sisters is usher because she's the daughter of one of the brothers, and the other sister is the daughter of the other brother, and they're sisters from the mother, and still they fall to yibum to the to these two brothers is only shayich by bito manusasa. Why? She efshel bito shoruvein. Ubito shel Shimon, it's impossible that the daughter of Reuven, the daughter of Shimon, that the daughter of Reuven is also to him, the daughter of Shimon is also to him. Leo sachayos minoein, it's impossible for them to be sisters from the same mother, right? Shahari Ashes Reuven, Shiolda Lobas, the Girsha, right? Reuven's wife gave birth to a daughter, okay? And he was Megarish, his wife. Lo nisei shuv l'Shimon. That woman can never marry Shimon, right? Because she was his brother's wife, right? She grusha sochivi. It's his brother's grusha. Can't marry her, right? Grusha sochiv. Okay. Elohachi mashkachasla. So how could you ever have a case where then the wife went and married another brother, and that brother died, and then she fell back to the brother who's, back to the original brother only. Right, Mahochi Mashkachasla. Reuven onas isha v'yolda lo bas. Reuven was ma'anes a woman, she had a daughter. Okay, Reuven was ma'anes Rachel, and she had Dina. Okay, the chazer Shimon v'onas esanus asochiv, and then Shimon was ma'anes that same Rachel, and he had another daughter named Leah, whatever. Okay. The Torah only prohibited a married, the wife of your brother, but not anusa sachiv. And then Shimon had a daughter from that same woman, but neither of the brothers was married to that woman. They both were ma'anis the woman and had daughters. So the daughters now have the same mother, so they're sisters from the mother. Okay, and they're both daughters of different fathers, right? Brothers. One's daughter of this one, one's the daughter of that one. Haribas Reuven ubas Shimon achayus minahem. The daughter of Reuven and the daughter of Shimon are sisters from the same mother, who both fathers were ma'anis. The nisu Levi Yehuda. These two sisters married Levi and Yehuda. One Levi and one Yehuda. Achei avihen. The brothers of Reuven and Shimon. Umesu, and they died. The Nothluf, they Reuven and Shimon, and the two sisters fell before the brothers. Now, one of the sisters is Reuven's daughter, and one of the sisters is Shimon's daughter. But they're not related to the other one. So Reuven can marry Shimon's daughter, and Shimon can marry Reuven's daughter, but Reuven can't marry his own daughter, so this is a case of Achayos. They're achos yivimto. One's mutter to this, one's mutter to that. Either one can have yibum or chalitza. That's the case of a daughter. But bas shimon es yabemis l'ruvein, delav achos kukosohi, ubas ruvein l'shimon. Right? So memela, what's it called? That is the only case where you can have a daughter falling to one of the brothers, and this is his daughter, and the other brothers, the other, as if the original brothers were ma'anish the woman. But if they married her, then there's no way that, what's it called, that the other brother could ever marry her. Jeisha Sochiv. Okay. Okay. So now, Zanabaya says no. It could be, so it's not, therefore it's not talking about that case, because the first six cases, at least the case of Bito, has to be only Banu Soso, and the Brisa, the Mishnah, is only talking about full-fledged marriages and not Onsin. Abaya says no. Even Bito Me Anu Soso, you can count the first six, because what's it called doesn't make a difference if it's Onsin or Nisuin, the Klal of Reb Chiya applies. Right, but Eishes Achiv Shelo Be'olamo can't have a case where she's Eishes Achiv Shelo Haya Be'olamo to one of the brothers and not to the other brother. Not according to the Rabbanan, at least. Only according to Reb Shimon, and we're going to see the case in a second. My time, Kivan Dul Reb Shimon here, the Mashkachasla, the Rabbanan Lo Mashkachasla, but Pluk Shaloka Mairi. Since it can only find a case according to Reb Shimon, but it'll never work out according to the Rabbanan, therefore the Braisa does not tell me cases, or Reb Chiya is not telling me the cases that are totally in Machlokas. Okay. Rav Safra Metargim, Af Eishe Sochim Shloi Bi'olomo, and Rav Safra says no, when Reb Chiya says, Bekulam Anikori included even Eishe Sochim Shloi Bi'olomo. Right? And even though it's only good according to Reb Shimon, that was part of the cloud. The cloud was, if we can find any case, even according to one opinion, that this will work out, it's included. And how does it? Mashkachas lo b'shisa achim v'alibad Reb Shimon. And if you have, to have six brothers, and then it's possible, and we'll see, it's not such a complicated case, six brothers, it's possible that one of them should be usher to one brother, and they should be sisters. One's usher to one brother because of Eishes Achiv Shelo Bi'olamo. The other one should be usher to the other brother, and they should be mutter to the opposite brother. We'll see what's that. The simanach and the simin is how it works out. Meis nolad v'yibein, meis nolad v'yibein. We're talking, Reb Shimon holds that if the brother who was born after the death of the brother who died without children, if he was born when the woman was not yet miyubam, right, then it's Eishes Achiv Shelo Bi'olamo, and he's usher to that woman forever. But if he was born after the other brother made yibum, then Reb Shimon holds that he doesn't become usher to that woman, because that woman already was miyubam when he was born. So she's out of the picture. And if she falls again from another brother, right, for instance, Reuven died without children, and Levi wasn't born yet. And then Shimon was miyabin Levi's, what's it called, Reuven's wife, Rachel, okay, and then Levi was born. Okay, so even though he wasn't born when Reuven was alive, so he was Eishes Achiv Shelo Bi'olamo, but since when he was born, Rachel, Reuven's wife, was already miyubim by Shimon, then Rachel didn't become usher to him from that nefila. Now when Shimon dies, what's it called? Levi already was in the world when Shimon was alive. So when Shimon dies and Rachel falls again to Levi, Levi can marry her. Levi can make Yibum according to Reb Shimon. According to the Rabbanan, since Levi wasn't around by Reuven, even though Reuven's wife was already Miyubim when Levi was born, right, it doesn't make a difference. That woman is always usher to him, and if she falls from Shimon, she's also usher. But according to Reb Shimon, it makes a difference whether Levi was born before the Yibum or after the Yibum. Okay, so the Shimon is, Meis Nolad V'Yibein, Meis Nolad V'Yibein. Okay, the case would be like this. Eishes Achiv, Shelo Haya Bi'olamo, the Rashi of Eishes Achiv. It's really not this Rashi, but it's what's it called, it's the one that explains it. Lo Mashkachas Lo, Ela Alibad Reb Shimon. The only case that you can have an Eishes Achiv Shelo Bi'olamo that would be mutter to any of the brothers, right, would be in the case of Reb Shimon. Okay? Deshari Be'ibim V'Losof Nolad. Reb Shimon says that where the Yibum took place before the brother was born, the new brother, then that woman doesn't become usher to him. Uv'Simonach Meis Nolad V'Yibim, most Meis Nolad V'Yibim. Kagon. How's the case? Reuven, the Shimon, the Levi, the Yehuda, ben Yaakov. There originally were four brothers. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Nosu Reuven v'Shimon shtei achayis. Reuven and Shimon married two sisters. Okay. Umeis Reuven below bonim, and Reuven died without children. V'nolad Yisachar leYaakov umatzal yivimtos kuka liyibum asura lo mishumeish Yisachar shloi biolomo. Okay. So, and then what's it called? Yisachar was born, and he was born before the Yibum, before either what, before what's it called, Levi or Yehuda were Miyabim, Reuven and Shimon's wives. So, he's Osir to that original wife, what's it called, forever. Okay? Right, Reuven died, Shimon still alive. Reuven died, and Yisachar was born before the Yibum. So now he's osur to that woman forever. Okay, Yisachar. Yisachar's osur to that woman forever. Now, and Levi was miyabim her. Levi was miyabim that woman, Rachel. Let's call her Rachel. Levi was miyabim Rachel, who's osur to Yisachar, because it's Eish Yisachiv Shalom Hayah B'Olamo, and he was born before the Yibum. Okay, now, Umei Shimon. Now Shimon died. That's the other sister. Achrichem. V'nolad Zvulun. And now Yisachar was alive already now. Right, so he was mutter in that, right. He was mutter in Shimon's wife. Okay? But now Zvulun was born. Umatsu Allah be'isr, the Yibme Yehuda. He was also born before the Yibum. So now Leah, who's the other sister, is Aser to Zvulun. But she's mutter to Yisachar. Okay?
She had Yibum already.
No, yeah, because
she had Yibum.
Right.
Because Reuven's original wife had Yibum by Levi, so
right.
Now
it's not Asia's Asher. Now, Umesu Levi v'Yehuda, and now Levi and Yehuda died, and the two sisters fall to Yisachar and Zvulun. Okay? V'noflu achayus halolu v'nei Yisachar v'Zvulun. Asia's Levi asura li Yisachar mitnei shebo motzah b'isra nefilas Reuven. Right, so Levi's wife, he was the one who was what's it called, Miyabim Reuven, so Yisachar's also to her. Okay, because she was Eish Yisachiv Shlobi Alomo. He was born before Levi was Miyabim Reuven's wife. Shoya Achiv Shlobi Alomo. Umuteris is Zvulun, but she's mutter to Zvulun, Shebo Motzah Beheter, because when Zvulun was born, she already was Miyubim to Levi. So she never became Osir to Zvulun. The Kishanolad Zvulun Kvar Nisyabna Zula Levi. Ubiyibim Lesof Nolad Shari Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds where the brother wasn't alive, but he wasn't born until after the Yibum, she doesn't become Osir to him. The Eishes Yehuda Asura Lezvulun. Neshebo Motzah Be'isr Nefilas Nesuei Shimon. Achiv. Shelo Haya Be'olam. And Zvulun is Osir to the second daughter because he was born before the Yibum of the second one. Right? Umuteres LeYisachar. But she's mutter to Yisachar. Sherah Shimon v'Yehuda. He was born already when Shimon and Yehuda were around. Kalos, okay, so that's it. So therefore, this is the case of Eish Yisachiv Shaloya Bi'olamo, which is mutter to this one, also to that one, but only according to Reb Shimon. Okay. Let's see the next Rashi, Rav Yehuda Metargim, Lohad the Rav Mechamoso v'Eilech, Avo Sheish Harayus, the Boba, the Rei Shalotani, Bo Ani Kori Bohen, Afal Gav, the Bekulo Mashkachasla, right, even the bito lo misuk me'elav vasanusa could the parshina ba'onsin lo kamayri masnisin the aided lotani bito lotani lekulo arayis mishum tzad bito. All the first six have are variations of bito, or in the next generation, or the previous generation, or whatever. So the first six it doesn't apply to. That's what Rav Yehuda said, because since the only way you can find bito is anusaso, the Mishnah is not talking about anusim; it's only talking about nesuim. And Abai argues, he says, no, it's talking even about Anusim, but not by Eish Yisachiv Shloi B'Olamo, because it's not talking about Machlokas. And that only works in Reb Shimon. And what's it called? Rav Safra said, no, even Eish Yisachiv Shloi B'Olamo even only works out according to Reb Shimon. Still, the Braisa, when it said the Klal, said it even by things that are totally in a Machlokas. Okay, let's just see Monach. Now, where's Rashi? Rav Shimon Polig. Yeah, v'simonach. Yeah, next one. Yeah, v'simonach meis nolad v'yibim ki the pirashnu. Like we explained the case just now, okay? Alma, that one died, Then the other one was Miabein, right? And then, what's it called? Mesh, Nolad v'Yibein. Mesh, Nolad. This one was born before the Yibum, and the other one was born before the Yibum, but this, the second one was born after the Yibum of the first one, Memela, she's still mutter to her. Alma meditani rabchia bekulan anikori bohem. Vafilu be'eshes ochiv shaloe be'olamo. According to Rav Safra, that when Rabchia said, bekulan anikori, he's going even on something that's totally in a machlokas. Alma tani de masnisen tani plugsa. To her Rabchia, a masnisen koi. Rabchia is going on the Mishnah, right? The kulon, all the chameshes ray, right? Even if it depends on a machlokas. So then Levi's kasha is good. Then why doesn't it say, bito me'anu soso, even though it's totally in a machlokas, say it, right? Say it. Okay. It's interesting that they point out from here, this whole thing is going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah is Rebbe, Rebbe Yehuda Nossi. And we're saying, did Rebbe say what Rebbe said, or he didn't say, Vaisleis Rebbe just edited the Mishnayos. But he's not the author of these Ishmaelis, so it could be that he didn't edit a Mishnah, that Hitaka was the one who holds like that, but what's it called, said like the Chachamim, right? So it's not, you know, Rebbe is like a spectator over here. He's not the even though the Mishnah was written by Rebbe, he's only written, right, wrote it as a spectator.